Palo Alto network scrambles to push a zero-day patch. The US House reapproves Pfizer Section 702 surveillance powers. Roku forcibly enables 2FA for all users after waves of credential stuffing attacks. And an ex-Amazon engineer gets 3 years in prison for cryptocurrency heists. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 15th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. In today's top story, Palo Alto Networks has scrambled over the weekend to put together a security patch for its firewall devices. The patch is intended to fix a CVSS 10 out of 10 zero-day in the Global Protect VPN feature of PAN-OS, the firmware that runs on Palo Alto's firewalls. Security firm Velexity says a threat actor it tracks as UTA-0218 began exploiting the zero-day at the end of March. The zero-day allowed the group to bypass authentication and install a backdoor on Palo Alto firewalls. Velexity described the group as a state-backed threat actor but didn't link the group to any country. The number of vulnerable Palo Alto firewalls is estimated in the tens of thousands. In other news, hackers have broken into more than 500,000 Roku accounts following a wave of credential stuffing attacks. Roku confirmed the hacks last week and reset passwords for all affected users. This is the second wave of credential stuffing attacks Roku has faced this year. Threat actors also gained access to 15,000 accounts at the end of February. As a result of the hacks, Roku is now enabling email-based 2FA for all users. Roku has more than 80 million active users. Software company Delinea took its PAM platform offline over the weekend to fix a major security flaw. The vulnerability allows threat actors to bypass authentication and access data on Delinea's PAM platform, Secret Server. The data can then be used to abuse privileged accounts and move across the victim's internal network. Delinea released emergency patches after security researchers published details about the vulnerability online. Researchers say they couldn't reach the company for 2 months. Delinea has also released patches for on-prem versions of the Delinea Secret Server. The US House of Representatives has passed an extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Pfizer Section 702 authorizes broad US intelligence collection of foreigners' communications, but has drawn recent controversy for its use by domestic agencies like the FBI. The US surveillance program was extended for 2 years instead of the customary 5. The Section 702 extension came 2 days after a first attempt failed following pressure from former US President Donald Trump. The bill now moves to the Senate floor, where it needs to pass before April 19. Meanwhile, US lawmakers have put forward a bill that would require financial institutions to notify the Treasury Department of any ransomware payments. The bill also bans financial institutions from paying ransomware demands of over $100,000 without approval from a law enforcement agency. The new bill is named the Ransomware and Financial Stability Act and was proposed by the US House Financial Services Committee. The US Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on a Hamas member responsible for the group's cyber influence operations. US officials say Hadhaifa Samir Abdallah Al-Khalat has been the leader of the Al-Qassam Brigade Cyber Influence Department since 2007. The Al-Qassam Brigades is the military wing of Hamas that operates in Gaza. The Russian National Coordination Center for Computer Incidents has launched its own version of the Have I Been Pwned service. The agency launched the service after Ukrainian hacktivists leaked the data of millions of Russians over the past 2 years. The NKT-SKI is a cert-like organization created by the Russian Federal Security Service, FSB, in 2018. Poland's National Prosecutor's Office has confirmed that the former government targeted Polish member of the European Parliament, Krzysztof Brejza, with the Pegasus spyware. The former government repeatedly targeted and infected Brejza on multiple occasions. Brejza coordinated the opposition's party's political strategy for the Polish parliamentary elections last year. Citizen Lab researchers say that Brejza was targeted with unrelenting, orchestrated disinformation after he disclosed the hacks last year. US authorities have sentenced a former Amazon security engineer to 3 years in prison. Shakib Ahmed exploited vulnerabilities in blockchain contracts to steal funds from cryptocurrency platforms. He stole $9 million from Cream Finance and another $3.6 million from Nirvana Finance. Officials say Ahmed disguised the hacks as vulnerability research. He offered to return stolen funds for large bug bounties. The US has detained and charged a 24-year-old from California for allegedly developing and selling malware. Edmund Chuckmuck Chan allegedly created the Firebird remote access Trojan in 2020. He later renamed the malware to HiveRat and sold it on hacking forums under the pseudonym Corruption. Australian police detained one of the suspect's alleged accomplices. Chuckmuck Chan pleaded not guilty and will face trial in June. The US has arrested a Delaware woman for her alleged role in a sextortion scheme. The suspect allegedly worked with an accomplice from the Ivory Coast and targeted thousands of victims throughout the US, Canada and the UK. Hajikone allegedly recorded victims performing sexual acts during live video chats. She would then threaten to release the footage to their family and friends if victims didn't pay a ransom. Kone and her accomplice made almost $1.7 million over 2 years. The accomplice was arrested in the Ivory Coast in February. The FBI is seeing an increase in complaints about road toll fee collection scams. Victims report receiving smishing texts about unpaid road toll fees that try to collect their financial data. The FBI says it's received more than 2,000 complaints about the scam since the start of March. Intel and Lenovo have declined to fix a vulnerability in some of their older baseboard management controllers. BMC firmware from both companies contains a vulnerability in their built-in web server. Both vendors declined to fix the issue because the vulnerable products are end of life. The real fault in this incident resides with the maintainers of the Lite TPD web server. According to Binaly, the project silently fixed a bug in 2018 without an associated CVE identifier. The Lights by Cyber Espionage Group is back with a new campaign that targeted individuals in India and Southern Asia. The suspected Chinese group hadn't been seen in the wild for several months. BlackBerry's security team says the group now operates a new mobile spyware framework named F-Warehouse. The framework allows LightSpy operators to infect mobile devices, steal data from popular apps, recover browsing histories, and record audio. Dutch chipmaker Nexperia has fallen victim to a ransomware attack. The incident took place at the end of March and the investigation is still ongoing. A threat actor known as Dunghill or Dark Angels took credit for the attack. The group claims it stole hundreds of gigabytes of sensitive materials, including chip designs and trade secrets. It also claimed to have data on Nexperia's customers, Apple, IBM and Huawei. A threat actor has leaked the personal data of 2.8 million customers of Canadian discount store chain Giant Tiger. The company has confirmed the breach. It says the data was taken from a third-party vendor that handles customer communications and engagement. LastPass says that a threat actor used a deep fake recording of its CEO in an attempt to trick one of its employees. The company says the employee did not fall for the scam because the request came via WhatsApp, an uncommon business channel. The incident was immediately reported to the company's security team. Japanese authorities have arrested a 36-year-old man for selling hacked rare Pokemon characters. Officials say the suspect had been selling hacked game save files since December of last year for as much as $30. Hacking and editing game save file data in Japan is a violation of the Unfair Competition Prevention Act. And finally, restaurant reservation and review service OpenTable will add the real names and photos of its users to past reviews without their consent. The change will take place on May 22 and users can't opt out. OpenTable has given users the option to edit or remove past reviews and remove photos from profiles. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Airlock Digital. Find them at airlockdigital.com. Thanks for your company.